Let's go and talk about the Tab Highway tomorrow and about a horse that trialled recently out at Scone.
150 left to run. Another sit in front, held together. Late return tries hard about two lengths away, but no hope of getting another sin. Another sin's too nippy for them here. Won it by 2.5. Late return second.
So that was a trial after the meeting there going back to late July. Another sin is trained by Brett Kavanagh, and our good mate is on Racing HQ with us. Morning to you, Brett.
G'day, Andrew.
How you been, mate?
Good, really good.
Debuter in a Tab Highway, mate. Have you been patient with another sin waiting for the right highway?
I think the mathematics of it is, you know, he would just win a maiden in the country, probably be $1.80, and then he goes to a highway. So I sat down with a couple of the owners and said, look, if I think he's sharp enough and smart enough, if he can win four highways, you know, you can get your hands on a couple hundred thousand pretty easy. So we're going to go down that path.
Understand. For those that haven't seen the trial, you can go and have a look at it, of course, at Racing NSW or Sky Racing. But the three-year-old showed really good, sort of straight out of the barrier. He knows what it's all about from the start.
Andrew, he was educated back in late November, early December. Wagga jump outs on the B-grass. Brad Clark rode him a couple of times, and he was just exceptional out of the machine, balanced up with a couple of our open company horses, and he went shin sore, so we didn't get to the Magic Million. So we just took our time and educated him and brought him through. Look, he's had plenty of barrier practice. He's got a good skill set. You know, he could box seat, he could lead. He's worked with older horses and he handles them. So it's you know, I suppose you just got to put your body on the line, I suppose.
You do. So listening to you, Brett, you've always had a pretty good opinion. If you go back to Wagga and things like that, he's just been, as you mentioned, shin soreness just didn't come at the right time there.
Yeah, it didn't. And he's, you know, I've been hiding him since we've been in Scone, you know, because the boys hit him like a punt. And we hadn't exposed him, and I jumped him out a couple of times, and in the dark, no one got their eyes on him. And then I don't know, I just had a change on the spur of the moment. I said to Andrew Gibbons, I said, will you try one for me? He said, yeah. And you know, and then I just said to him, I said, look, let's just have a look at this. I've been hiding it for long enough. And he rides a lot of good horses, work in Newcastle. And he just come back with his eyebrows nearly blown clean off his forehead. And he said, I don't care where you go. So I was pretty keen on, and I checked with him again on Scone on Monday. And said, is this horse good enough, do you think, to go to a highway straight off the bat? And he wouldn't have a problem. So, you know, we've sort of crossed the T and dotted the I, and we're ready to go.
Yep. Glenn Munsey's listening, Brett, and he's already sent me through a note. Someone's had a bet on it.
Yeah, don't worry about Munsey. He wants a tongue tie on him.
It's been 14 into 6 so far.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Yep. So, I mean, it's there to see in the trial, isn't it? I mean, you're not hiding it. You've taken it to the trials and everyone can have a look at it.
The second horse come out and won a maiden and they break 57. The third horse come out and won a strong maiden at Scone the other day. So, you know, it's there in black and white.
Yep. Yeah, understand.
I'm not hiding any fact. He can gallop. He's sharp. He's had a couple of half-mile trials with the monster and toweled him up. So there's no reason why he won't be competitive in town, you know.
All right, well, that's telling us something about him. Another sin tomorrow in the Tab Highway. And just, mate, on the Monstar, he was so brave last week. How did he come through?
He's had a pretty easy week. I was thinking Tramway, but common sense tells me just keep him to the short course and keep him to Randwick. I think, what have we got, the Premier and the shorts?
Yep.
So, you know, providing he has a little break and comes back, he's sort of got 4 or 5 weeks in between runs and freshens up and the heavens open up. Well, he gets a better chance, you know.
Yeah, understand. Well, mate, good luck tomorrow. It sounds like you've done a lot of preparation. I hope the horse runs well for you.
Thank you.
Good on you, Brett. Brett Kavanagh joining us with the very latest and very open about another sin first up tomorrow, debuting.